Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there, through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3319, and today's date is April 1st, 2024, and the title of the episode is People Are Now Using Common Sense, April Showers, Storm is on the Horizon. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they are now moving at lightning speed. They are pushing their entire agenda. And you could see that they're pushing the Green New Scam all over the place. This is why we have the people around the world pushing back like we've never seen before. And in the United States, what are we seeing? We're seeing the Biden administration, they are pushing the regulations on heavy-duty vehicles. This is so they can combat climate change. And yes, they're going to continually push this throughout the United States. And there are many, many states now that are saying, listen, we're going to be banning all gas cars. Yeah, so we're going to follow the Green New Scam, just like California, which means those eight states will most likely implode because, again, if they're moving away from fossil fuels, what do you think is going to happen to the state? I mean, look at California right now. It's a complete and utter disaster. Look at Germany right now. It's a complete and utter disaster. What do you think is going to happen when these states move away from fossil fuels? They're going to destroy their economies. But do they care? No, because their main mission is to bring everyone into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam. They know what's going to happen if they do this. You see, they wanted a war. They wanted some type of an event like a pandemic. This way there'd be death and destruction. They really wanted a war. because it would be a lot easier to rebuild everything the way they wanted it. Because when you destroy all the cities and you get rid of the people, you know, depopulation, it's much, much easier to say, okay, let's build these new smart cities. We don't need all the highways because they've been destroyed, you know, because of war. What we could do now is we can set people up in these small little areas. They can drive electric cars. We can set up windmills, solar panels. That's actually what they really wanted to do. And remember, since they're doing this now out in the open, people are using common sense and people are using their brain to actually say, you know something, this isn't going to work. And we're seeing it play out now right in front of us. And they're saying it just doesn't work. And this is going to be the downfall of the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum. But you can see the trucking industry, they're pushing back right now. They released a statement on what they're trying to do here. And the trucking industry says new emission standards for heavy-duty trucks announced today by the Biden administration have unachievable targets and will carry real consequences for the U.S. supply chain and movement of freight throughout the economy. So ATA opposes this rule in its current form because the post-2030 targets remain entirely unachievable given the current state of zero emission technology. But does the Biden administration care? No. Their entire focus is to follow through on what they set forth back in March of 2020. Remember, they had the plandemic. They thought this is perfect. We're going to keep people in their houses. They're going to die off. People are going to be afraid. We're going to be able to push this because the entire supply chain, the entire economic system will completely implode on itself. But that is not happening. But you can see the blue states, they're following along in this. And now eight states, they're saying they're going to complete the ban on gas-powered new car sales, and those are coming. Now, you can keep your older cars, and yes, you can get used cars, but new cars, you will not be able to get a gas-powered car, which means they're phasing the cars out, which means you're going to see a lot of service stations most likely start to close down. And these eight states are, you guessed it, California, Rhode Island, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, and Washington. And D.C. has committed to ban the same exact thing, which means this is going to be a complete and utter disaster in the end. And people are going to feel the pain as they continue to do this, just like the people in California. They're feeling the pain. Remember when California said, you know what we're going to do to fight all this? We're going to raise the minimum wage and people are going to be very, very happy. Well, are people happy out there? You know what's happening? Well, it looks like these businesses, they're laying off people because they can't afford to pay them more money. So what they're saying is, listen, you're fired. You're going to take that person's job and we're going to pay you the same. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to have one person doing two jobs, or we're going to remove these people and go full electronic. And that's exactly what's happening. And this is coming out of the Bay Area. Fast food chains continue to lay off ahead of minimum wage increase. I think that tells you everything you need to know. FX Hedge put this out on X and said, Gavin Newsom struggles with California minimum wage law fallout. California's recent decision to increase the minimum wage for fast food workers from $15.50 to $20 per hour effective April 1st, 2024 has ignited a significant debate about the impact it could have on the labor market, businesses, and broader economy. The move, aligned with legislative efforts to enhance the wages of the state's lowest paid employees, has elicited diverse perspectives on its potential consequences and implications. And this is exactly what we said was going to happen, because all they're doing is they're placing a Band-Aid on all of this, and they're not going to the source of the problem. The source of the problem, the central bank. You can keep raising the minimum wage, but when the central bank system is breaking down and corporations can't afford to pay these people, and if they can't afford to pay these people, who do you think is actually subsidizing all this? It's the people in that state. So they're going to have to raise prices, like for food, which means people are going to struggle. This cycle never ends. This is not a fix. Actually, this makes it worse as time goes on, because remember, the private West central bank system breaks down over time. And sooner or later, no matter what you do, minimum wage, no matter what you do, whatever you do for adjustments, it doesn't make a difference, because the government, the private West central bank, is going to continually add on more and more debt. They're going to print more and more and more because the value of the currency is continually declining. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to catch up. and you're trying to even things out, which it doesn't work. And we saw this in Weimar, Germany. We saw this in Argentina. We've seen this in a couple of countries in Africa. And what happens is they enter a period of hyperinflation and the whole system has to be restarted. Now, once again, we're headed in that direction. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to use this to their advantage. But what's very interesting about this is that the Associated Press, they're making the case that, listen, you really don't want lower prices because it could be catastrophic. Bad things might happen if we start to see lower prices on food and things like that. They're actually gaslighting the people who are struggling right now, saying, listen, what you have right now is pretty darn good. And you know what? The prices probably should go up than them going down. So you just should get used to this, because if we start to bring the prices down, really bad things are going to happen. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. And they think people are stupid. No, people are using common sense right now. They're getting it. They realize what's happening. And we could see that everything now has been set up where the Biden administration, I bet in a couple of months, they can't do it too soon because that'd be too obvious. What they're going to start to do is they're going to start to blame what's happening in the economy right now, because inflation's picking up, fuel prices are picking up. And since the Associated Press put that article about you don't want lower prices, that tells you that inflation's really going to start to move right now. And we know that fuel prices are starting to move up, and they brought down the bridge. And I do believe that's one of their agendas, to blame the economy on that. But they can't do it too soon. They have to wait a little bit to say, oh, my God, now we're seeing the ramifications of the bridge coming down. We're starting to see it in the economy. The supply chains are starting to hurt. We're starting to see a little bit more inflation. We're starting to see fuel prices. Yes, our policies were working perfectly, but since the bridge came down, look what's happening. Not our fault. And I do believe this is in preparation to bring the change of batter in. So when that person comes in, they could say, listen, everything was working. It was the bridge's fault. And what's very interesting is that the Democratic Maryland governor, Wes Moore, he was on CNN, and he actually said that the bridge coming down just doesn't affect Baltimore. It affects the country. And he said, this is a national economic catastrophe as well. This port is one of the busiest, most active ports in the country. So this is not just going to have an impact on Maryland. This is going to impact the farmer in Kentucky. This is going to impact the auto dealer in Ohio. This is going to impact the restaurant owner in Tennessee. Whether you talk about those various industries, the Port of Baltimore is the largest port in the country for all of those things. So they're already preparing and setting this up, and they're getting ready to use this narrative. And I do believe they'll probably start using this narrative when we get around June, July, August, around that time frame, because that's when the economy is really going to start to break down. So this way they could say, look, the bridge came down. It took a couple months, but look what's happening right now. Supply chains, inflation, fuel, coal, you name it, we're having a problem because of this port. And I do believe they're getting this all prepped for the change of batter, just like we said. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is, remember when Trump and the Patriots, remember when Trump decided to place tariffs on China, place tariffs on Europe, and people saw that, wow, look, the tariffs, we don't see food rising. We don't see electronics rising. We don't see any problems with this. Actually, what we see is millions and millions of dollars coming in to this country. And Trump is able to take that money and help the farmers out. And actually, the tariffs are allowing certain industries to actually start up again, and they're starting to prosper. So the people saw how important tariffs are. Remember, the globalists didn't want tariffs, because when you're moving everything out of this country and you're removing all the manufacturing and you're moving it to other countries, you don't want to start placing tariffs on all the items that are coming back to the United States. Because remember, their system, the central bank system, is breaking down. And you want to make sure that the people don't see exactly what's happening. And the only way to do this is to move everything offshore, have people who get paid, you know, pennies on the dollar, produce the item and bring it back here for free. And that's exactly what they have been doing. And Trump showed everyone that tariffs, actually, it's going to benefit the United States, not hurt the United States. But what's very interesting is a majority of voters support the United States placing a 10% tariff on all imports. And this is coming from a JL Partners Daily Mail poll. So this is very interesting that people now, the majority of people, say, yeah, let's place tariffs on all imports. And Trump, he champions the America First tariff policy. He says, when companies come in and they dump their products in the United States, they should pay automatically. Let's say a 10% tax. I do like the 10% for everything. I fully believe in them economically when you're being taken advantage of by other countries. And the people, they're going along with him. Is the plan working? Absolutely. The people, they see it. They understand it. They're using common sense now. And when you look at the poll, 24% strongly support it. 30% tend to support it, which means 54% of the people support it. And as time goes on and the economy breaks down and Trump continually tells everyone we're in a recession, actually, this is probably a depression that we're heading into. And if Biden keeps everything up, he's going to crash the economy. Trump is going to give solutions. People are going to listen to the solutions. They're going to use common sense and they're going to say, you know something, we need to change things up. And I do believe that is where all of this is headed. And when you look at the American people who are watching this all play out and they're experiencing it every single day, you see they're starting to understand. Remember all those videos where the young generation saying, listen, this makes no sense. I'm working hard every single day. I'm going to work 8 hours a day. All I can do is go to work, pay for my fuel or my bus ticket, my train ticket, come home, get food, and then go back to work. I can't afford anything else. The young generation, they're starting to realize something's wrong. And as the system breaks down, it really affects them. It also affects those people who are in retirement because they're on a fixed income. And if there's inflation, it eats away at their fixed income. So they will have less and less because they have to pay more. They need more of those pieces of paper to buy the same exact item. So they have less to use for other things, which means eventually what's going to happen if inflation continues, they will just be able to buy food and that is it. That would be their retirement. Pay their bills, sit at home. Now, does anyone want that for retirement? Absolutely not. When you think of retirement, you go back in time, you think of people traveling. You think about people living their lives. You think about people having a great time because you worked very hard. And now here you are after, you know, 40, 50 years of work. Now I'm going to enjoy. I have my money. I'm getting my money paid to me from my retirement, everything that I did. And now I can go and I can live very, very nicely. But when inflation hits, it hurts the older generation. But the younger generation, they're experiencing it too. And what's very interesting is that this is coming from Bloomberg, and Election Wizard put this out on X. Young voters are more concerned with the economy. That's bad for Biden. Young voters are more worried about economy than older adults. Trump leads Biden with swing state voters under age 35 in poll. So the younger generation, they're really feeling all of this. Because again, you get your job, you're making $30,000, $40,000 a year, and you want to live your life, you want to have fun, you go to work, and every day that passes, inflation continues on, and it eats away at your income, and the people are definitely feeling this. So Biden is having a very, very difficult time trying to get the young people on his side, and this is why he's been canceling the student loans, because he needed a way to convince the young generation, oh no, I'm on your side, while inflation is hurting them. But again, the Supreme Court ruled against him, and I think the people are going to turn against him, and you can see it's already happening because his plan didn't work, just like everything else. And I think in the end, as we go down this path, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, I think a lot more people are going to see the economy completely and utterly fall apart. They're not going to believe the story of the bridge. That's what's causing it all. And I think in the end, the people are going to understand that it was the Biden administration, it was the Fed. Because remember, from the very, very beginning, they lied to the people. They told people the inflation was transient. It won't affect you. Everything's great. Remember, coming from Trump, fuel prices were very, very low. The country was energy independent. Coming from Trump, we had very, very low inflation. People had a lot more money in their pockets. Coming from Trump, what happened? He placed tariffs on China, on Europe, took that money, gave it to the farmers, placing the tariffs on steel industry and everything else, revitalized industry here, revitalized the steel industry here. And people saw that, and people now see the opposite happening right now. And since people are seeing the opposite and there are organizations now pushing back on the Green New scam and everything else, I do believe this is not going to work out too well for the Biden administration, for the central bank and the World Economic Forum. And I do believe in the end, Trump is going to use this leverage against them. And the people, just like with tariffs, they're going to be on his side. So it looks like the plan is working. The people are getting it. And I think as things get darker and darker and darker, I do believe the people are going to say, you know what? Enough is enough. Remember, first you have to go through the darkness before you can get to the light, because people need to understand that this central bank system does not work for the people. And the people also have to understand who the liars are. And I think people now know. And for those who don't, they're going to soon know. And I do believe in the end, Trump will have the people and we will be able to shift everything away from the private Western central bank system. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to noblegoldinvestments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now in trouble. Why? Because people are using common sense. Think about what has happened since the resident has come into the White House. The resident and all those other individuals that are the swamp creatures, they have been reversing everything that Trump has done. Plus, they've been pushing their 16-year plan. Plus, they've been pushing their insurgency, trying to weaken the United States from the inside. And the way to do that is open the borders, destroy religion, destroy history, brainwash the children, destroy the economy, try to bring us to war. And that is what people are seeing now. And as time goes on, yes, in the very beginning, people might have said, you know something, I don't believe it. There's no way that this is what's really happening. But now, after 4 years, people now are using common sense and saying, you know something, I do see it now. I see what they're trying to do. And this latest hit from the Biden administration, actually, by the way, Biden says he has no idea that he actually declared that March 31st, the day of Easter, Trans Visibility Day, which means we need to think to ourselves, who's really in charge? Who's really calling the shots? Is he just the front man? It's starting to seem that way, doesn't it? But I do believe that people now, they're actually seeing it. And what works for one doesn't always work for the other, because people just, you know, write it off, they discount it, and they say, yeah, I don't believe that. And this is why we need to go through this and actually allow the deep state players to do what they do best. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots needed to follow this plan. They needed to set everything in motion. This way, the people at every stage of the plan would start to wake up and start to use common sense. And that's exactly what we're seeing. Some people, they see it right from the very, very beginning. Wow, look at this. I just saw CRT. I just saw what they're trying to do with investment companies, with ESG. I see the DEI. Holy crap, do you see this? Other people say, no, I don't see this. I don't know what you're talking about. Yes, those people woke up. The borders, those being open. A lot of people say, you know something? We should have open borders. You know why? Because this is how the country was built, by illegals coming into this country, or I should say migrants coming into this country. But as time went on, what did people see? They saw that these weren't just everyday migrants who wanted to make the country better and they were going to contribute to the country. These were drug traffickers, human traffickers, terrorists, criminals, murderers, you name it. Some people woke up from this. Other people did not. With the economy crashing, a lot of people saying, I just lost my job. Why is it costing so much? I don't have that much money to spend. This makes no sense to me. Other people who are a little bit wealthier, who didn't lose their job, they weren't affected. So every step of the way, people see different things. The latest thing that people have seen is that the deep state players, they're trying to violate your religious freedom. And they're trying to take your religious freedom and they're trying to destroy it. They want to get rid of it completely. And people now see this. A lot of Christians in this country and a lot of Christians, they said, whoa, wait a minute. This is why I think this is one of the biggest years where people actually went to church, which is very, very interesting. So people now, they're pushing back. What do you think is going to happen when the economy crashes? Let's say the market comes down. You think that's going to wake up a lot of people? Absolutely. What happens when there's an event in this country? You think that's going to wake up a lot of people, especially if that person came in with open borders and that person was a murderer, a terrorist, or whatever? It's going to wake up a lot of people. People are going to start to use common sense. What do you think is going to happen when we approach war? When people believe and they see other countries getting ready, or they try to attack the United States and the United States intercepts the attack, the first round of the attack. You think people are going to wake up? You think they're going to want Biden in charge? No, actually, from the polls, the people don't trust him. So who is this going to work out for? This is going to work out for Trump, because this is going to wake a lot of people up. People are going to use common sense and people are going to say, you know something? Yeah, now we're at a period in time where, yes, we had a mean guy who was making mean tweets, but now we're at a point where we need the adults to step in and we need to protect the country, because otherwise this country is going to be destroyed because they're going to attack us and Biden will not have the ability to stop it. So we're going to need an adult to step in. I think they're going to see a lot of D's all of a sudden admit, no matter how tough it will be, some of them will resist. They will eventually admit that, yes, we need someone who's strong, who could stop this. And yes, that is going to be tempting. Now, remember, the fake news, the corrupt politicians, they're going to be screaming and yelling. Hollywood's going to be screaming and yelling. They're going to say, no, you want war. You definitely want war. Biden can handle this. Or if Biden's not there, Kamala can handle this. Don't worry about it. So basically what we're seeing right now, the storm, it is now approaching. It's on the horizon, because now we get the information from Diddy. We could see that that information coming out is waking a lot of people up. People are starting to ask questions, because remember, most of the people thought this was a conspiracy. Because remember, the fake news saying, oh no, Pizzagate, conspiracy, pedophilia, a network of people who are into pedophilia, that's a conspiracy. The trans thing is okay. It's okay to have these drag shows in schools. See, a lot of people thought, oh, no, it's okay. But now they're starting to realize, well, wait a minute. All that conspiracy is actually turning out to be true. And now I see NXIVM, I see Weinstein, I see Wexner, I see Nygaard. I see Epstein Island, and now I see it with Diddy, and now this is spreading to other people. Now people are really waking up and questioning this. Again, common sense. This is exactly what Trump says. It's common sense. And when you have an issues campaign, it's much, much easier to see. I think this was a brilliant strategy. An issues campaign really wakes the people up. Come into the White House, prepare everything, reverse everything the deep state was trying to do, and let them reverse it back. Which way did you like it better? Did you like having more money in your pocket? Did you like having secure borders? Did you like having peace around the world? Did you like having a strong economy? Did you like the 1776 program that Trump implemented when he was in the White House? Or do you like the CRT, the DEI? See, now people could see it very, very differently. Because before Trump, you weren't able to see any of that. He needed to force it on the people so you could see the differences. And I do believe that people now see the differences. And you can see that the deep state players, they are now panicking. And yes, they're going to panic all the way to the elections. And this is why Obama, Clinton, Biden, this is why they were fundraising while Trump was with the family of the slain officer. And the people of this country, again, use common sense, and they saw this. And it was very, very easy to see. While you have Biden, Obama, and Clinton partying, you had the people with Trump at the funeral. So people, they see this. They're not stupid. They understand what's going on. And you saw the parade of police. This should tell you everything you need to know. If you think the deep state players are winning, it's actually the opposite. Trump, the Patriots are winning. Everything that you're seeing is being done on purpose so people would use their common sense when they see it. And the only way to do this is to actually have control of the country. How do you get control of the country? Well, you need the deep state to overthrow the United States government or attempt to overthrow the United States government. This way, the military then can control the country. And if the military can control the country, Trump can then implement his plan and allow the resident to go to the White House to show you everything so you could use common sense. Why do you think it's called the Great Awakening? How do you think people were going to wake up? You think people were just going to wake up because Trump was there? No, Trump needed to force the deep state into doing what they do best. And he needed to accelerate it so the things that you didn't see, you will see no matter what. It'll be right in front of your face. You can't miss it. And he had to do it this way. And remember, he's doing it because Obama, from the very, very beginning, he set up the insurgency. That's what you're witnessing right now. You're watching the entire insurgency. Trump, while the people watched the insurgency, he knew that people would counter this, and this would be the counterinsurgency. And this is why I do believe he set it up this way. He already has the military. He already has that. He just needed the people to counter everything the Obama administration, the Biden administration, the deep state players were doing. And that's exactly what we see. We're going to talk a little bit more about this a little bit later and how the people now are moving towards Trump and the younger generation are moving towards Trump. But first, let's talk about the border, because the people now, they're seeing something very, very different from when Biden first came and lived in the White House. When they first originally opened the border, people were like, yes, open borders, the people should come in, free country, woohoo. Now the people, they don't agree with it. You could see out in New York, Chicago, Denver, and many other places, you could see that they can't handle the influx of all these illegals coming into this country. And the people are getting very, very angry. Actually, most of the mayors are now saying, listen, you can come to this country, just don't come here. Well, you know what? You wanted this. So they're going to go to these different cities and you're going to have to deal with it until you say, close the border. And with all these illegals coming in, they're going to destroy the city, which means the people, they're going to be looking at their installed leader saying, you didn't do anything to help we the people that live in this city. So next time around, we don't need you. And I do believe you're going to see the majority vote these people out. But remember when the illegals charged through the El Paso border fence? Well, it looks like the judge decided to release the illegals who were charged with rioting after the large group stormed the border. And they tore down the razor wire And they went up to the National Guard. Some of the National Guard were hurt because they had shanks and knives and things like that. So right now we have the El Paso magistrate judge on Easter Sunday. He ordered the release of the migrants accused in a border riot when a stampede overwhelmed the National Guard troops along the Rio Grande. And that tells you everything you need to know. And think about how many of these individuals were able to come into this country. Because remember, the Biden administration, Mayorkas and the rest, remember, he's being brought up on impeachment charges. It's supposed to happen on April 10th or so. Remember, they just take people, they fly them into this country, or if they get across the border, they bus them and then fly them to other places. And they don't vet any of these people. And again, if people want to come to this country, that's perfectly fine. But you need to be vetted. Just like if you're going to open your door to your home, are you just going to let anyone in? Or do you stop them at the door and say, who are you? Can I see some ID? Why are you here? You question them. That's vetting. The same thing when people come into our home, which is the country. You vet them. Let me check your background. Oh, wait, you're a murderer? Yeah, we're not going to use you. We're not going to let you in here. Oh, wait, human trafficking, child trafficking? Actually, we're going to be calling the authorities because I'm sure there's an arrest warrant out someplace for you. So, yeah, people need to be vetted every step of the way. But think about how many people actually got into this country who are murderers, who are terrorists. And this is why I do believe there's going to be an event in this country. Actually, Chief Jason Owens put this out on X and said, March 27th, USBP agent in Deming, New Mexico, arrested a Mexican national with prior convictions for first-degree murder, battery, stalking, and probation violations. This is what's known as an aggravated felon. He does not belong in the U.S., let alone in our communities. And he's absolutely right. So the question is, if they caught this one guy, what about the rest? Where are they? Because remember, millions and millions of people came into this country. And yes, I do believe the people are going to see something happen and it's all going to be blamed on the Biden administration. And it's going to wake a lot of people up, especially as we approach war and the economy breaks down. But you can see the deep state players, it looks like they might be getting prepared and ready for something to happen as we move forward. And I do believe they're preparing for a cyber attack. I do believe they're preparing for a communication blackout and events because, again, they won't be able to cheat the way they cheated back in 2020. And I do believe they already know this. They already see the internal polls, which is not the ABC, CNN, MSNBC polls. These are their own polls that they're running, which tells them the truth of what's really going on here. And they already know if they can cheat or not. And they know if it's possible, especially I don't think it's possible because they don't have the virus that they need. They don't have the shutdown that they need. So this is going to be very, very difficult. Now, can they try something? Absolutely. Can they have an event to try to put their cheating system into place? Absolutely. They might try it. We'll have to wait and see. But I don't believe it's going to work this time around. I do believe in the end, their event will be trying to shut down the elections. And along the way, yes, they're going to have a communication blackout. And what's very interesting is that AT&T, it looks like they were hacked and 7.3 million current and former users were affected by this hack and it was leaked to the dark web. And AT&T said that they're resetting. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news? Hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. The passcodes of millions of current customers, and they are helping, I guess, the people with identity theft protection and things like that, because a lot of the information that was stolen was the full name, email address, mailing address, phone number, social security, date of birth, AT&T count number and passcode. So it's very interesting that AT&T was hit like this. And I do believe they are now building up the narrative that if these hackers can do this, what do you think foreign state actors can do? Well, they can bring the whole system down. And I do believe this is why we've seen the cellular system actually go down. And if you notice, it's continually happening with the cellular system. And I do believe in the end, we're going to see most likely the systems come down, because do they want people communicating when there's an event, when they can't control the narrative? No, I think they want control. So this way you have to remove as much as you possibly can. The problem with all this is that the social media platforms, they don't control all of them. And they don't control the satellites that are in space. So this is going to be very, very interesting. And I don't believe the internet is going to be completely shut down. I do believe they have malware inserted in many of the devices today, the phones, computers, and things like that, where it will stop them from getting into certain areas, but the internet itself will not be shut down. But again, we'll have to see how this plays out as we move forward. But you can see the deep state players, they're going to try to control what people say. And those people that do not comply with their new rules, they will arrest them or fine them or both. And we could see that Scotland right now, they imposed their fascist hate crime laws. And those who are found guilty may face up to 7 years in prison. So again, these are hate crimes. What is considered a hate crime? Well, if you use the wrong gender for a transgender, you could be thrown into prison. Actually, J.K. Rowling came out and said, Scotland's Hate Crime Act comes into effect today. Women gain no additional protections, of course, but well-known trans activist Beth Douglas, darling of prominent Scottish politicians, falls within a protected category. And those people that use the wrong pronouns or whatever, that might be considered hate. Ian Miles Chung put this out and said, police officers in Scotland are being given training to target social media posts, including retweets of material deemed threatening and abusive. Under the country's new hate crime law, actors and comedians are not given a free pass to make jokes about sensitive subjects that offend people either. The new training provided to the officers, which has leaked to the Herald, requires police officers to go after anyone who produces material deemed threatening and abusive, which can also be communicated through public performance of play. Under the new hate crime law, people who make fun of misgender trans people, make racial jokes or criticism of certain religions, or criticize migrants can be prosecuted. The different ways in which a person may communicate material to another person are by displaying, publishing, or distributing the material, for example, on a sign, on the internet, through websites, blogs, podcasts, social media, etc., either directly or by forwarding or repeating material that originates from a third party through printed media such as magazine publications or leaflets. The hate crime law goes on to state that giving, sending, showing, or playing the material to another person, listing examples such as through online streaming, by email, playing video, through public performance of play. So repeat a joke you heard online or show someone a spicy meme or commentary of a transgender person or a mass migration on your live stream and you too will be arrested. Seems fair, doesn't it? Elon Musk responded to this and said, an example of why it is so important to preserve freedom of speech. Now remember, they use this out in the other countries first, Australia, New Zealand, Scotland, UK, you name it. Because once again, they do not have a constitution like the United States. We have freedom of speech. When you read the First Amendment, it doesn't say, hey, you have freedom of speech except for hate speech. Because the founding fathers knew what is hateful for one person is not hateful for another. And if you don't like what someone is saying, don't listen. Shut them down. Shut them off. Block them. That's your choice. But people have the right to say what they want. They're allowed to have their opinion. And if we're talking about an elected official, we absolutely have the right to actually call out the elected official. But again, you can see the Biden administration, he's sending his foot soldiers to people that are talking about him and he doesn't like it. But they're going to start doing this, and we can see it already that in all these other countries. And eventually what they're going to do is they're going to try to bring it here to the United States, but it's going to fail. Rasmussen Reports put this out on X and said a majority of voters have concerns about online misinformation and hate speech, but most are also worried about political censorship on the internet. And where do you get political censorship? Oh, from the deep state, from the tyrannical government. Yes, people might be concerned, but again, go back to the Constitution. The Constitution says you have the right to speak freely. And the press has the right to actually speak freely and report on things that they see. So you're going to see a lot of things happen in all these countries as they implement these laws. And actually, I do believe it's going to fail. And that's why in the end, because remember, this is about controlling the narrative, forcing you to stay in their narrative. And they're forcing you not to say anything that they don't deem appropriate. So they're controlling speech. That's really what they're doing. Wait until you see what happens when people don't abide by this and it gets out of hand. How do you control it then? You got to, what, shut down the communications of everyone? Yeah, I think that's where all of this is headed. Now, the other thing that's very interesting here in the United States, we could see Washington State Governor Inslee has signed a new law, and gun owners have 24 hours to report a theft, or they're going to pay a fine of $1,000. So let's see. When a person is robbed and someone takes your belongings and you don't report them in 24 hours, it's a $1,000 fine for you. That seems fair. How about we start arresting all of these individuals? How about we start saying, you know something? You commit a crime, you're arrested. Wouldn't this just cut down on all the crime that's happening right now? I mean, what's very interesting about all this, and we'll be talking about this a little bit, is that they're saying that, look, crime is going down. Yeah, when you don't arrest anyone and everyone's committing a crime, it looks like you have no crime going on because you're just letting the criminals do whatever they want. So there's no police records. There's no crime statistics. It's absolutely unbelievable. And they're trying to convince everyone, see, there's no crime. We have no crime, except all the stores are closed. Nobody wants to go out in public. Gunshots that are being fired all over the place, murder everywhere. But all these people are being released because there's no crime. And this is how they're trying to gaslight the people. We'll be talking about what Newsom's going to do to fight crime. Not arrest people. No, that'd be ridiculous. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But it looks like Erdogan out in Turkey, just like all the other leaders, he's having a major problem right now. And he has suffered an historic loss in Turkey in the municipal elections. And I do believe all these installed individuals that have been in power for a very, very long time, I do believe their days are numbered right now. And the people in their countries, they've had enough. And remember, out in Turkey, their entire economic system is completely and utterly breaking down. Inflation is completely out of control. And the people now, they're starting to realize they need to make a change. Just like in Argentina, just like in El Salvador, just like in the Netherlands, just like in France and in Canada and all the other places. The installed politicians that were put into these positions, all the policies that they've been pushing to get us into the Green New Scam, the Great Reset, is now coming back to haunt them. And it's going to be a complete and utter disaster, especially when the economic system completely and utterly breaks down. People notice this very, very easily and clearly. And the people say, you know what? If I can't make a living, if I can't pay my bills, I don't care if this guy is fantastic or great. We don't need him because I can't survive. We need someone that is going to work for us and actually help the economy, help the people. So that's why the people are going to be turning on all these people, because they're starting to realize it, because it's affecting them now. These people might have, I'm talking about the installed politicians, they might have said all the right things, but never followed through on the right things. But now it's not working in their favor. And I do believe in the end, all these people are going to be removed from the people of their country. Now, what's very interesting, going back to March 14th, remember when Chuck Schumer was out there and he calls for the end of Netanyahu and his government in Israel? Well, once again, he actually is calling for regime change. And he's doing this because Israel now is removing the terrorist group in Gaza. And I do believe this is why Schumer was out there saying, listen, they got to stop this before all the terrorists are completely gone, because we need those terrorists. We need that group in there. And we also have Representative Jamal Bowman. He's calling Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a maniac and demands he be removed from office. So now they're actually speaking out. They're calling for Netanyahu to be removed. And lo and behold, since Schumer said this back in the middle of March, all of a sudden we have thousands of people protesting in Israel against Netanyahu. It's almost like they planned it or something. I wonder why they want him gone so badly. See, if the deep state and the D's want someone gone, it must mean that they're doing something right, if you really think about it. And what's very interesting is the defense minister, Gallant, he has disclosed that high-ranking Hamas operatives detained by Israeli forces in Gaza have divulged crucial information suggesting that the group is undergoing internal collapse. Ah, that might be the reason why they want Netanyahu gone and they want a ceasefire. And we could see that Biden right now, he has reversed his stance on the ceasefire. From all the pressure from the far, far left, he is now saying maybe we should have a ceasefire. I wonder who else is pushing him in this direction. That's very interesting. But look what Israel did. They went ahead and they actually destroyed the embassy, the Iranian embassy in Syria. So the Iranian state media have now begun to confirm the death of Mohammad Reza Zahidi, as well as five other officers of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard that were eliminated in Israeli's airstrike against the Iranian embassy compound in the city of Damascus. Brigadier General Mohammad Haji Rahim, deputy commander of the IRGC's Quds Force operations in Syria, Lebanon, is now also reported to have been eliminated in the Israeli airstrike. Iran's ambassador to Syria, Hussein Akbari, has stated that the Iranian response to the Israel airstrike today against the embassy compound in the city of Damascus will be swift, direct, and harsh. We can see that things are now really building up, and we could see that war is now progressing. And what we see happening right now is, I do believe Israel is getting rid of the terrorists, getting rid of those individuals that have been directing the terrorists, and it looks like they're cleaning house. Think about what Trump did when he was in the White House. He actually struck down Soleimani and took out their main guy. Now all these individuals are being taken out, and it looks like Hamas is collapsing from within. And now you know why they want a regime change in Israel. And if the deep state is calling for it, you know the opposite is true. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that out in Niagara Falls, they have declared a state of emergency to prepare for the total solar eclipse. Now, do we think that because of the total solar eclipse that we're going to have power outages and we're going to have problems? No, I do believe there's going to be a lot of people in Niagara Falls watching the total solar eclipse, and this might be ripe for some type of an event because there's a lot of people there. And I wouldn't be surprised if they try something with a lot of people. Usually when there's lots of crowds in certain areas, they usually like to have a shooting or maybe a bomb go off or just something happen in these areas. Now, do I think it's because of the solar eclipse of why this is going to happen? No. I do believe the deep state players, they plan things at certain times to push a certain agenda. So I do believe if we go back to the post that says see something, say something, I believe that pertains to what might happen there. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to happen. But again, these are all the different areas that we need to look at. And we might even see an illegal do something in this area, which then calls attention to the border. But let's see how this all plays out. Maybe nothing will happen. But it's very interesting that they're already declaring a state of emergency for this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Obama now is completely coming back into the picture. They had a fundraising event, a party, while the police, Trump, and the people of America were watching the funeral of the slain officer. And the people now see the difference. They see, wow, look at Trump, look at the people. They're on the side of the police. They're on the side of this. Look at the deep state players. They're partying. They're worrying about money. And Obama now is coming back into the picture. And he is basically driving the whole fundraising campaign. You think Biden's doing this? Absolutely not. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that since they had the fundraiser, Interactive Polls decided to do a poll. And the poll is against Trump and Joe Biden, and Trump is up by 3 points. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. 46 to 43. And we know these are skewed, by the way. And then all of a sudden they decided to do a poll with Trump and Michelle Obama. And with that poll, Trump is 47 and Michelle Obama is 44. So they're saying, look, it's very, very close. I find that very interesting that they decided to include Michelle Obama in all of this, comparing it to Joe Biden. I think that tells us that something is about to happen. And I do believe the Obamas are being brought back into the picture because everything revolves around the Obamas. They planned and kicked off the insurgency when he came into the White House. This is his plan that he's conducting right now. That doesn't mean there's not other deep state players. He's the one who's orchestrating a lot of it that's going on. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they want to bring him front and center. And that reminds me of this post, since they did a poll and they just had a fundraiser, post 985, April 2nd, 2018. Down below it says, "Hi, I'm Beverly Eckert. My husband was killed during the 9/11 attacks. I rejected the $1.8 million from the government and filed a lawsuit against them instead. I was a loudmouth and well-known figure in the 9/11 truth movement. Coincidentally, days after beating President Obama, I died in a plane crash." Down below it says, "Hey Q, Hillary Rodham Clinton, 212/09, very bad. This right?" The timestamp is the key. So this is going to be very interesting moving forward. And we're going to have to see what happens with the Obamas, because I do believe Trump and the Patriots want them front and center because they're the ones who are pushing the insurgency. They are the ones pushing the infiltration. They're the ones who are destroying the United States. And I do believe he is orchestrating all of this since he came into office. He's not for America. He's against America. Why do you think he chose his United States Secret Service name, which is Renegade, Traitor? Think about it for a sec. And also think about how the people now are realizing that certain mayors, governors, they're all part of the deep state system. And they realize that these people come out when they need to be on camera and they're pushing a political agenda. They're not there because, oh, a police officer died. They show up because it's politically correct and they need it for elections. Steve Gruber put this out and said, "New York Governor Kathy Hochul was asked to leave the wake of the fallen NYPD officer Jonathan Diller just minutes after arriving. Several cops waiting outside the funeral home then clapped as she walked away." You think they respect her? No, the people know. Kash Patel responded to this and said, "If she did her job, Officer Diller would still be alive. Hochul is the female Biden. She shows up for politics, not for you." And he's absolutely right. And it looks like a lot of the black installed individuals like Al Sharpton, he's starting to realize, you know something? The direction that Biden is heading in is the wrong direction. And he actually called out Biden for attending the ritzy fundraiser with the other presidents. And he said, "You're snubbing the working class." And the people now, they're looking at Trump, and he went to the funeral and the people now are with him. So they're starting to recognize that, wait a minute, we're losing the people. And can they get this back? No, it's completely impossible. Are the illegals going to help the deep state players win the election? Absolutely not. They will help create chaos. They will help them with pushing the American people to the brink. Because remember, these individuals, these are criminals. These are terrorists. So when the deep state players ask them to do something like block the election so nobody goes to vote, they will go ahead and do that. Just like they were told during 2020, go riot. We give you free rein. We will not interfere. Go ahead, burn, loot, kill people. We will allow you to do this. And that's exactly, it's almost like the purge, actually, if you really think about it. And I do believe this is going to happen once again as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. But you can see that they're trying to stop Trump every step of the way. And he has been delaying, pushing the trials off, showing that all of these trials are hoaxes. And I do believe in the end, he is going to win big time. He put this out on Truth, actually, two truths. He said, "Byron York, it was a big joke, but $454 million is not a joke. Someday, of course, what goes around will come around for Democrats, probably in circumstances that none of them could predict right now. Someday, that is unless common sense prevails first." That's very interesting. So what goes around comes around. That's going to be very, very interesting. Then he put this out. Judge Engoron and Letitia James should be forced to explain why he ruled that Mar-a-Lago was worth $18 million when, in fact, it is worth 50 to 100 times that amount. How did the Attorney General of the state of New York force this corrupt judge to do that in order to help her narrative? And why? Why was she able to force him to do this? What do they have on him? Remember, they promised her to be governor. They promised her many, many things if you can get Trump. She campaigned on getting Trump. So what do they have on Engoron? Is Trump trying to tell us that, yeah, something's about to come out? I do believe so. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is, like we said from the very, very beginning, the bridge coming down has many different agendas. I do believe one of them is the Biden administration, probably in the summer, is going to blame the economy on the bridge. Number two, the bridge was called Francis Scott Key, and he is the creator of the national anthem. And what does the deep state hate? The national anthem. And we could see already they're going after the name of the new bridge. They don't want it to be the Francis Scott Key Bridge. I mean, is anyone really surprised about this? Remember what they were doing. They were removing statues because, again, they're trying to remove the history. And the Washington Post breathlessly asked, after summarizing Key's life and begrudgingly recounting the inherent heroism of how Key authored the Star-Spangled Banner during the Battle of Baltimore amid the War of 1812, the article then descends into baseless accusations unmoored from fact. The Post alleged that the Star-Spangled Banner did not become the national anthem until 1931 because of a controversy surrounding the poem, partly over Key's racist views. The third stanza reference to the hireling and slave, the author claimed, was intended to mock or threaten African Americans who escaped slavery to join the British forces after being promised land in exchange for their service. Indeed, some activists had demanded that the rebuilt bridge drop the Francis Scott Key name altogether, claiming that since Key owned slaves, renaming it after him would be another of America's spit-in-the-face insults to black Americans. Similarly, Georgia Republican Representative Mike Collins suggested the Baltimore's current leaders would undoubtedly rename the bridge when it came time, asking his social media followers to throw out their jocular predictions for the new name. But before we leap headlong into erasing Key, we should examine whether there is any merit to the allegations or if it is just another historical hit job. The record shows the left's claims are either not true or seriously misrepresented. The phrase hireling and slave have been used in military poems since at least the Revolutionary War to refer to British soldiers, highlighting their servile service to the tyrannical English rule. There is no evidence to suggest Key intended a radical reading of what was at the time a familiar phrase. A much more plausible interpretation of hireling and slave was that it referred to the mercenary forces hired by England and to the fact that the British Navy quite literally would enslave foreign sailors and force them to fight. This was even one of the primary causes leading to the War of 1812. So once again, the deep state players, they're trying to shift everything and convince you, oh, again, the country was built on slaves. No, they're misreading all these different terms and words. Yet remember, you need to put yourself back into that time period. Just like when you look at the Second Amendment, and when it talks about a regulated militia, it's not regulations. It's a trained militia. Very, very different. And you could see already, they're already starting to push the idea that we can't have this name. And remember, bringing down this bridge, there are many different agendas. If you're going to bring a change of batter and the economy's falling apart, how are they going to take the reins? They can't. They can't come in and say, hey, we can make it better. So you need something where they're going to blame it on an event, which is the bridge. So probably during the summer, they'll say, listen, Biden's policies were working perfectly. The bridge went down. That's when all the problems started. Now you're seeing inflation again. Now you're seeing fuel costs. Now you're seeing all these things. It had nothing to do with Biden. It had everything to do with the bridge. Now, can they bring in a change of batter? Of course they can. This is what they're going to try to use. Now, the other part of it, I do believe that was a message to the people of this country. We are going to destroy this country. And I do believe that message is coming from Obama, the deep state players, Soros, and the rest. And now people can see this very, very clearly. And you know what else they can see very, very clearly? How they're going after the freedoms of every single person. Remember, this is what our founding fathers fought against, where the British government, the tyrannical government at the time, which was their government, they were trying to take away everyone's freedom. We're seeing the same exact thing happen right now. And it's leading up to the people saying enough is enough. So they hit against free speech. They hit against freedom of the press. They hit against owning a weapon, your right to own a weapon. They hit against searching you because you're being searched when you go into the airport, into a train terminal or whatever. You're being searched every single time. So they're hitting your rights. They're violating your rights. And now it's your religious right. And this is the same thing that our founding fathers fought against. But what's very interesting is that Biden now is backtracking on what he put out on Easter. Remember, this is the post that he put out on X. Now, we know it wasn't him, but this is what was put out under his name. Today, on Transgender Day of Visibility, I have a simple message to all trans Americans. I see you. You are made in the image of God, and you're worthy of respect and dignity. Transgender Day of Visibility. And now, when reporters were speaking to him, and Phelim Wegman put this out and said, and this is a quote from Biden, "I didn't do that." Biden said when asked about proclaiming Easter Sunday Trans Day of Visibility. Asked about Speaker Johnson's claim otherwise, the president replied, "He's thoroughly uninformed." So if he didn't do it, who did it? Remember, this is under his account. So if he doesn't know what's going on with his ex account, how can he run the country? Really think about that for a second. But we know that this was all part of their plan, and it brought attention to Easter. It brought attention to religion. It brought attention to all of this, and it woke a lot of people up. And actually, Libs of TikTok actually points to the person who invented Trans Day of Visibility. And I don't even have to make a comment here. She said, this is the person who invented Trans Day of Visibility. He claims he knew since he was 8 years old that he was trans. And I think he's something like 57 now. And it just, wow. And we could see that the deep state players, the corrupt politicians, they're all on board with this. Emerald Robinson put this out and said, "The Democrats are pagans and pedophiles who want to encourage transvestites in public life. The duty of Christians is to publicly oppose these demons." And she's talking about the Education Secretary Cardona. He replaced his American flag pin with an LGBTQ plus pin for Transgender Day of Visibility. And I think that tells you everything you need to know. And even Soros, the son of George Soros, he is getting ratioed to the moon. Patriots Are Control put this out and shows his account, and it says comments 2,900, retweets 343, likes 317. And it looks like nobody is buying what they're selling. And to top it all off, we had individuals take a truckload of Bibles and burnt them and actually dump them at 6 a.m. in front of a church. And this tells you everything you need to know, where these individuals have always been going after all of our rights, whether it has to be with freedom of speech, religion, being searched. I mean, just go back in time to the pandemic. Remember, they planned this pandemic. We never had to be inside. We never had to be separated. We didn't need the bioweapon, but they did it on purpose. And remember when Fauci was out there and he talked about Thanksgiving, he talked about Christmas and everything else. Remember Easter? He said Kentucky will take down license plates of people attending Easter services and order them to quarantine. So Fauci was telling everyone, you can't go to these events, stay away from your family, don't celebrate, don't do these things. But BLM, Antifa, they can be outside, very close together, in crowds, protesting, and then lighting things up on fire and killing people. Remember what they've been trying to do to the American people this entire time. Never forget. Because again, they've been fighting with the American people this entire time. And actually, Rasmussen reports did a poll and says, do most politicians in D.C. govern as though they believe in God? And Dems say 48% say no. Independents 60% say no. GOP 72% say no. All voters 59% say no. I think that tells you everything you need to know right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the Biden administration, they have been setting everything up for cheating because that's what they do. They always cheat in an election. They can't win it because the American people will not be with them. And it looks like with his executive order 14019, it looks like they put certain rules into place to actually register a lot more people like prisoners in prison, which is very, very interesting. So a federal effort to register voters using the government's vast reach, including throughout the U.S. prison system, is raising concerns from critics who have said it won't benefit Democrats or Republicans equally. Mississippi Secretary of State Michael Watson wrote to U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland on March 6th, alleging that the agencies under the Attorney General's charge are attempting to register people to vote, including potentially ineligible felons, and to co-opt state and local officials into accomplishing this goal. The allegations relates to Joe Biden's executive order 14019, which states the head of each agency shall evaluate ways in which the agency can, as appropriate and consistent with applicable laws, promote voter registration and voter participation. Among other things, this order has forced U.S. Marshals to modify more than 900 contracts with prisons and jails to provide voter registration documents and facilitate mail-in voting for inmates. Critics say elections are under the purview of states, not the federal government. If you allow the president to be the one to decide whether all of these massive resources are channeled, that's problematic. Adding that this is why the founders gave election authority to states and not to the federal executive. And yes, the resident cannot write an executive order telling the states what to do. And again, they know how to play the game. They're going to try to use this because they know the lawsuits are going to take time and eventually it's going to reach the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is going to say this is unconstitutional. You're not allowed to do this. Just like when you go back to COVID and you go back to the 2020 elections, actually everything that they put into place back then has been reversed by the Supreme Court and many other judges. And again, they know how to play the game. And yes, they're going to try to cheat as best they can. But again, they're not going to be able to do it, and I do believe this is all going to fall short, and a lot of states aren't going to go along with this, which means they're going to be in major problems. I think a lot of states are going to reject this. Yes, the blue states will most likely go along with this, but this is not going to be enough people to help them because Trump, he's using a completely different strategy. He is creating the counterinsurgency, and he's using the people of this country to fight back, and when Trump wins, he's going to change everything. Right now, Trump has a short list of 20 potential Supreme Court picks. Mike Davis put this out and said the following. President Trump's most consequential accomplishment of his first term was the transformation of the 5-4 left of center court to the 5-4 Clarence Thomas court. Trump will build on that success in his second term with even more courageous appointees to the Supreme Court. And yes, he's going to change everything. And we can see that things are already changing. The young voters right now, they're more concerned with the economy, and the young voters are moving to the side of Trump. And what's very interesting is now there are calls to the DNC, stop registering the young voters. When you register them, they're going to vote for Trump. So they're panicking over all this. And think about what you've been seeing. Everything that we've been seeing was to wake the people up. Was for people to use common sense. And Trump knew if we just let the deep state do what they do, this will work. Why interfere with an enemy while in the process of destroying themselves? Let them do it, because this is the only way the people are going to wake up, and this is the only way the people are going to take back the country. See, if Trump was in office, you wouldn't see any of this. And the people, I do believe, they must learn how the deep state infiltrates this country, and the people must decide on their own to take it back. But to make that decision, you need to see the infiltration. You need to see their agenda. You need to see the insurgency. And that's what people are seeing. Clandestine put this out and said, on the bright side, the Biden regime are doing all the heavy lifting for us. There is no better Trump campaign ad than just letting the Dems be themselves. All we have to do is sit back and watch them show their true colors. The insanity speaks for itself. Then he points to Sun Tzu, a quote from Sun Tzu, Art of War, and says, wait by the river long enough and the body of your enemy will float by you. Absolutely. And I just want to go to post 988, April 2nd, 2018, because since we're in the month of April, I do believe we're going to see a lot of things happen. So let me just read the first line of this post. This is April, and there's a brackets with the capital letter A in bold face. And then a little bit down below, it says, A again, arrests. Why is Huber made public? Why now? Everything has meaning. Then A again for A1. Then tarmac, Iran. North Korea, Uranium 1 FBI DOJ, Mueller, election integrity, immigration bill, border, wall, military start, big month. I think we're going to see a lot happen this month with many of these other things, maybe with uranium, maybe with North Korea, Iran, we could see already that's happening. And I do believe a lot of this is all going to point to who? Hillary Clinton, Biden, Obama, and many others. So I do believe we're on track, and I do believe the storm is on the horizon. I do believe everything is now coming together, and it is forming. How fast will it get here? I do believe the storm will probably be here very close to the election. And I do believe once the people signal and send Trump the message that, yes, we want you, we want to take back the country, that's when everything's going to change. And remember, the deep state, they're going to fight back with everything that they have, and they will push and push and push. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have countermeasures in place and they're prepared and ready for them every step of the way. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22 VPN.